The governor's authorization doubles the National Guard presence in Kenosha, but it's still only a third of what the Kenosha County Board requested in a letter to the governor this morning. Speaking at a press conference in Kenosha this afternoon, County Board member Zach Rodriguez said the Guard presence hasn't been enough to stop violence and destruction. He spoke about the deployment of 125 Guard members on Monday night in particular.
That was nothing. They were outnumbered, I would say, 3 or 4 to 1, easily.
Republican lawmakers have criticized the governor for not accepting President Donald Trump's offer of federal law enforcement support more quickly. The governor's office says Evers declined Department of Homeland Security officers yesterday, but accepted the Trump administration's offer to send FBI agents to Kenosha today. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.